This week, oil seemed to stage a huge turnaround, didn't it? And a lot of people were talking about how oil was all of a sudden coming back and it was bouncing off the bottoms. And there was a ridiculous conversation about how oil was now, it was, of course, all of a sudden a supply issue all over again, which is a bunch of hogwash on our client site. You know, the Disciplined Investor Managed Growth Strategy, where you can invest a portion of your, you know, some money with us directly. If you haven't done that, check that out on the website. Just go there and you can see a virtual tour. It's 14 minutes long. And it tells you all about that. But on that private blog site, we have a private website for clients there. What we do is we post information about trades and things and that. And on Thursday, I wrote that it was ridiculous that what was happening with oil, you know, this incredible increase in one day was absolutely hogwash. Speaking about hogs, it was also the commodity markets that were doing some things that were ridiculous. And that was, in fact, I think we hit two records last week. We hit one that was the record of oil on the upside and commodities and the upside in general. And then we saw the record downstroke. Since 1994, I think it was, we never saw oil down so much as it was on Friday. We actually added oil, additional shorts to the portfolio on the oil and gas index, which is the ETF through DUG, Doug. And it popped up, I think, about a buck and a half since we added that to the portfolio. For those that didn't have it, and added some additional to those that were under allocated to it. So that was very good. But I think that we're going to continue seeing this. Matter of fact, on Friday, we saw Bernanke talk about how commodities were in his crosshairs now as they needed the dollar to strengthen and commodities to start to really moderate. The pricing could not stay where it was due to inflationary problems, as well as the fact that it would obviously create and continue to create worldwide problems.
I haven't heard anyone else say, and it's very novel, and that would be too.
Stop trading these two stocks. This is an outrage. Hundreds, 200 million shares of each were trading today. It's very clear that someone knows what's happening. Now, one of the things that we're supposed to have, you know, we have this organization called the SEC. It was really fabulous. And I have to be facetious because it's just too unbelievable. The New York Stock Exchange, another organization, the companies themselves, they used to stop trading when it was clear that there were some people who knew what was going on and others don't. I don't know what I would do if I were an individual and I own one of these stocks. I would just say, you know what? I'm not going to invest in stocks anymore. And there's no cop on the beat anymore. There isn't anyone who just says, wait a second, this is outrageous. Hundreds of millions are trading. This percentage drops every day. You've got some guy on NPR who's the CEO, and he's saying we don't need capital. There is so much confusion. There's so much money changing hands. It's just so unfair to the little guy. I can't believe it.